A couple of weeks ago, I got a call from a listener with a second home on the shores of Lake Ontario. Now, he acknowledged that he's blessed to have a second home and that his call had more to do with many of his neighbors who have primary homes on the lakeshore, which saw historic flooding back in the spring and summer. The listener, Steve, told me that he and his neighbors feel neglected by state and federal officials. Quote, "We feel forgotten. No one has come up to see how we are." While the people of Oswego County may feel neglected, the issue has not been forgotten. Throughout the fall, lawmakers have held a couple of hearings on the impact of rising water levels on local businesses and homeowners around the lake. And today, we welcome two of them to the Capitol Press Room to hear what they've learned. Senators Pam Helming and Tom O'Meara, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, Susan.
So, Senator O'Meara, remind my listeners what happened to communities along the shore of Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River this past spring.
Well, there was a really historic amount of rainfall throughout the spring for several months, and it raised the lake level to over 3 feet above its normal level, and it caused extensive flooding and erosion damage, particularly to properties along the lake and right down the St. Lawrence River. So it was really historic amounts of rain, and it coincided with the so-called Plan 2014, which an international joint commission enacted and started this past January. So the two coincided with each other, and has certainly raised a great deal of animosity and concern among lake property owners that this might be a continual year after year, much more frequent issues dealing with the flooding because of the change in the lake level plan.
A lot of the experts have said this international water level management plan that you're talking about, Plan 2014, was not to blame for the flooding, but it sounds like you heard a lot of people who disagree with that.
Well, there's certainly a lot of people along the lake that disagree with it. The experts, even a couple of the experts that have been involved for years with the International Joint Commission and their advisory board that actually carries out the lake level functions, said it wasn't the result of Plan 2014. Certainly we had historic rainfall, and I'm not blaming Plan 2014 for the flooding. However, I do think that it exacerbated the flooding that we had, and it certainly sets us up in lakeshore property owners in future years for repeated flooding, because there are so-called trigger levels in this Plan 2014 for a three-plus month period throughout the summer that allow the lake level to get above flood stage in areas along the lake. Sodus Point along Lake Ontario is one of those places. And if they don't take action on the lake levels before it exceeds flood level in certain spots, there is going to be continued problems with that.
So, Senator Helming, what is your position on Plan 2014?
So I think that Plan 2014 absolutely did contribute to the flooding that we saw in my district, especially in Wayne County. And Senator O'Meara had an excellent point about the flood levels. The biggest flaw with Plan 2014 is that it establishes these higher thresholds for the water levels on Lake Ontario. And for example, the village of Sodus Point starts the flood at 247.3 feet above sea level, which is the upper limit under the old plan. But under Plan 2014, the highest threshold is 248.13 feet above sea level. So we know that under this Plan 2014, the village is going to continue to flood. They're going to have 4 months of basically planned flooding every year.
So do you think that Plan 2014 then should be amended in some way, Senator Helming?
I absolutely do think that Plan 2014 should be amended and adjusted. The higher highs and the lower lows need to be adjusted, and we need to look at Plan 1958DD. We didn't have these sorts of issues under that plan. And in my opinion, the IJC knew when they introduced Plan 2014, it was a part of their consideration before the plan was adopted, that some of these communities along the southern shore of Lake Ontario were going to flood under this plan.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that one of the reasons why they had to implement this plan is because of, you know, wetlands management, basically, that they needed higher highs and lower lows, Senator O'Meara. Isn't that the case?
That's certainly what some of the environmental interests wanted, but this new plan did not need to be introduced. In the 1958D plan, which was set when the seaway and the dams were first put in back in the late 1950s. So we've been operating under those lake levels for 60 years now. So there was no need to do this. There were certainly some environmental interests to do this to help increase the levels of wetlands and have higher and lower water levels in those. But that should be secondary to individual property owners that have had cottages or second homes or now primary homes in many places that have gone through generations there that have been unfairly and unduly impacted by this change. You know, we talk about global warming and rising sea levels and talk about the concerns over millimeters rise in the ocean's levels, yet this International Joint Commission went in one fell swoop and allowed the lake levels to change by 2.5+ inches. Of course there's going to be devastation around there, and they didn't account for any damage. There's no remuneration process set up for these individuals to get relief. That's why we acted very quickly in the state to come through with a $45 million aid package that may not be sufficient by the time we're done with it. We can't afford to do this year after year, or every few years with this type of...
No, and I'm going to ask you about some of that money in a minute. Senator Helming...
Susan, may I just comment quickly on the wetlands?
Yeah.
I'll be brief. So if we look at the purpose of wetlands, they're to act as natural filtration systems, if you will, to protect our lake, right, from the flow of sediments, et cetera. But when I stood on the shores of Lake Ontario from April through the end of the summer, and that flooding was occurring, you can imagine the waters rising up over parking lots, marinas, et cetera, where there was accumulation of not only sediment, but oils, gases, all kinds of stuff, and the potential of sewage to discharge directly into our lakes. So when we talk about environmental protections, I don't think that Plan 2014 takes into consideration potential environmental damages to the lake.
So I was going to ask you about withdrawing from Plan 2014. Both Representatives Chris Collins and John Katko have asked President Trump to withdraw the U.S. from the plan. Senator Helming, would you like to see that happen?
I think we need to work with our Canadian partners, and we need to look at the whole system of the Great Lakes, and we need to come up to a plan that is more fairly balanced for the people on the southern shore of Lake Ontario. I hadn't heard about our congressman asking to withdraw. I've heard about them calling on President Trump to replace the IJC board members, which I'm in total agreement with. We need someone from New York State who's going to protect the interests of our homeowners and our businesses. And I also know that they put pressure on to get the FEMA declaration so that our municipalities can receive some much-needed funding to help with municipal infrastructure needs.
So Wayne County was under the FEMA disaster declaration, was it not?
Yes.
But Monroe County wasn't, Senator O'Meara, although I guess FEMA is now considering revisiting that issue for eligibility. Why was Monroe left out?
Monroe was left out because there's a two-pronged test for the FEMA disaster relief. One is overall impact to the state. It's got to exceed a certain $25 million range, I believe. And the counties that are included that. But each specific county has to have a per capita threshold met. And I think the problem with Monroe County, it's not that they didn't have similar shoreline damages everywhere else. They have a much greater population. So to meet that per capita threshold, I think, has been more difficult. But with this initial declaration, and I certainly thank President Trump and FEMA for coming through with this at this time, it opens up the possibility for this relief. And they're going to continue to look at getting the counties. I think Cayuga County was left out also, correct? But Monroe County is certainly the biggest one. And there will be efforts to continue to evaluate the damage that's been done because there's been damage done to, you know, municipalities as well as private homeowners and businesses that have been affected by this flooding. And the window for submitting claims under the state grant program that we set up is the end of the year for businesses and municipalities to put in. And certainly after our hearings, we're looking at hopefully being able to open up the private property owners again, because their window was shut pretty quickly after the flooding. And, you know, they're making claims that, you know, municipalities and everything will be finding now that the water level's retracted. It's back down to normal. And the water's gone, they'll be able to really see what the full extent of the damage is. Well, I think that should apply also to private property owners in that as well. So we're looking at being able to reopen that. But the programs, I think, have been implemented pretty effectively so far, other than that one window that they closed for private property owners.
Senator Helming, you sponsored legislation to create this Lake Ontario Flood Relief Recovery Program. It came with this $45 million aid package that Senator O'Meara referenced. How is that money being distributed, and do you need more money? It's something that the governor has floated, the idea of bringing you guys back in December to add money to that aid package.
So I think the question on whether or not we need more money is still something that we're investigating. It was a question that was asked at the public hearing. We did receive a report from Homes and Community Renewal. They still have plenty of money to work with. And we won't know the total dollar amount because the grant programs, as Senator O'Meara explained, for municipalities and businesses, they're actually open until the end of the year,
right,
December 31st.
You can't figure that out until after.
Right. But that $45 million is split down $15 million for municipalities, $15 for small businesses, and $15 for homeowners. And as Senator O'Meara said, the homeowner deadline date for submittal was in August. And at that point, some of the residents still didn't understand the full extent of the damage because they were still underwater. So Senator O'Meara and I will be pushing to extend that deadline to December 31st. And just a quick comment on Cayuga County and Monroe County. I represent portions of both those counties, and Senator O'Meara and I have both been in touch with our Congressman Pat Coe and Collins, as well as the governor's office. And we will continue to push and to fight until those communities are also added to the FEMA declaration.
So let's start with Senator O'Meara. What would you like to leave to my listeners, including this Steve, who's from, who has a home, a second home up in the Mexico area, town of New Haven?
Well, I would say they have definitely not been forgotten. You know, I'm very close to that area. My parents both grew up and went to Mexico Academy High School, so I'm very familiar with the area. My family, through my parents, has lakefront property near Mexico. They were fortunate not to have sustained damages throughout this process, but I've seen the devastation firsthand all around. And I know that Senators Ritchie, Pam, who's on with us today, Assemblyman Barkley, Assemblyman Oaks, have held forums on the grant process throughout their districts, as well as participating in these hearings that we've had. And we're continuing the pressure on this, hoping that this FEMA declaration is going to help, even though it currently, surprisingly, doesn't apply to private property owners, but that can be expanded upon depending on how things develop with FEMA, and we're certainly hopeful that that's going to. But this is by no means going off our radar screen. We're going to stay on top of this. Pam Helming and Patty Ritchie in the Senate have been all over this, as well as Rob Ort from the west end of the lake. So we're not going to let this go anytime soon.
Great. We have about 10 seconds, Senator Helming. Any final words?
Yes. Although I appreciate the IJC coming out and participating in our public hearing, I am strongly advocating that they take the necessary steps to protect the southern shore of Lake Ontario. Do not forget, and we will not let you forget about our property owners, our business owners, in our municipalities.
Great. We've been discussing Plan 2014 and flooding around lake shores of Lake Ontario with Senators Pam Helming and Tom O'Meara. What a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.